Welcome back to Insights for Health, brought to you by The Healthy Habit at 451 St. Clair Street in Chatham. And my name is Dave. And if you're just joining us, our guest today is Dr. Ellie Klein, a naturopathic doctor and also a formulator of health products. We've been talking about thyroid health, and especially its association with hair loss and how a healthy thyroid keeps your hair healthy. And before the break, we talked about hair loss in women, and also the benefits of Nourishing Waves Plus and how it supports the thyroid for skin, hair, and nails. And then actually there's testimonials of new hair growth within about 30 days. Others say it takes about 90 days, but it's a bit of a range there. I guess it depends on people's age and their overall health. And doctor, just to continue our topic here, how important is the thyroid overall? I mean, we're talking about skin, hair, and nails, but overall, how important is it?
Extremely important. Extremely important. As I mentioned earlier, it drives the production of energy in the body. Every single cell uses this energy to perform its function. Functions, I should say, plural. And of course, if cells aren't able to use this energy, to generate and use this energy, then their function is going to be affected. Dr. Broda Barnes, who was a thyroid specialist who inspired a lot of current generation practitioners who look at the thyroid health from a broader perspective, suggested that lower thyroid function early in life can result in cardiovascular disease and cancer later in life. So it is extremely important, undoubtedly.
So, that's a major correlation. And you were saying earlier how it seems to mimic everything. I said it seems to mimic so many things. And you talked about how look at it in terms of the body and the body functions slowing down, you know, like low energy, hair loss, fatigue, low metabolism, weight gain, constipation, and many of those symptoms. It seems though, doctor, and I don't know if these stats are correct, but in Canada, they say that 10% of Canadians have a low thyroid and that another 5% are perhaps undiagnosed?
Yeah, I would argue that the number probably higher than that. I mean, 10% might be diagnosed, but I think many more have undiagnosed some degree of suboptimal thyroid function. If these symptoms exist, then likely there is some limits of, you know, thyroid function. It's not working optimally. A simple way, and again, back to Dr. Broda Barnes, just suggested a simple way to evaluate thyroid function is take a temperature. Now, there are different ways of doing it. The simplest thing, for the sake of not confusing anyone, the simplest thing is to take it shortly after you get up in the morning. And if your temperature, using a thermometer, your temperature is 36.5 or less on a consistent basis, then likely there is some measure of thyroid function, suboptimal thyroid function. It's not black and white. There are different degrees of good or poor function, but typically this is the number to look for. And, you know, ideal temperature is 37 degrees, and anything close to it is fine, but 36.5 or below on a regular basis can be indicative of poor thyroid function.
So I guess folks can go to their GP. They can ask for a blood test even, couldn't they?
Yeah, so typically what's tested first is thyroid stimulating hormone, which is the hormone that is released by the pituitary gland in the brain, and who's responsible for directing the release of the thyroid hormones from the gland. So not the actual hormones, the thyroid hormones, but the one that stimulates the release is the one that is tested first. And there's a particular range that doctors look at, and it's between 0.4 to about 4 to 5 or so. Some clinicians, some endocrinologists and other suggest that range is too wide, that it should be actually up to 2 or below. And often people may have a reading of between 2 and 5 and be deemed healthy, whereas really, if they have symptoms, then in all likelihood, they do have some measure of poor thyroid function. Some call it subclinical or sublaboratory hypothyroidism. Now, it's good to test T4 and T3, particularly T3, it's the active form. And again, look at the range and look where it is within that range. If it's in the lower side of things and you have symptoms, you got to think beyond that. Some naturopathic doctors also test other things like reverse T3, which is an inactive form of T3. There's a lot of it. And, you know, like you, there's poor thyroid function. Antibodies against the thyroid hormone as well may exist. So proper evaluation is important. And I'll talk more about T4 and T3 in the context of cognitive and mental health. I think this is something we'll be talking about soon.
Yeah. What's the range of your T3? What's the ideal number there?
The ideal number of T3 is, I believe, I don't remember the exact units, but I can actually pull it up right now. It's between 3.4 to 5.9 picomole per liter. You don't have to worry about that, I guess, but it's been between 3.4 and 5.9 typically what's considered healthy. And for T4, the range is between 12 and 22.
Okay. So, like, if we went to a GP, we're entitled to that report, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So we can ask for that, because if just to be told you're okay and it's above that 2, you can walk out with and not do anything about it. So,
that's right. If TSH is above 2, then the doctor may take no measures to address thyroid function.
So the stress, doctor, like the stress affect the thyroid?
Yes, it does, very much so. And I'd argue that stress is the main factor that addresses thyroid function. When we're stressed, the body produces stress hormones that are there to help us deal with stress, help our body, our cells to withstand stress. And the main hormone is cortisol, particularly times of chronic stress, and cortisol interferes with the production of the active thyroid hormone, T3, the conversion of T4 to T3. Stress is a major factor in poor thyroid function.
So if a person is, let's say they've been to the doctor, they're on a thyroid medication, can they take your Nourishing Waves Plus?
Oh, absolutely, yes. So okay. Health Canada typically would evaluate the safety of any type of over-the-counter natural health product that they provide licenses to.
Yeah.
And Nourishing Waves has no contraindications and no risk information. It's completely safe.
Okay, so there's a person taking thyroid medication. What about other medications? Let's say you're on a beta blocker or maybe a lithium, other things like that. How do they do other medications? Will other medications affect your thyroid?
Yes, so certainly some medications can affect the thyroid. Some medications are perceived by the body as stressors as well, and they can interfere with either the production of thyroid hormone. They may bind to carriers of the hormone, so in the blood vessels, the hormone is typically bound to different types of protein. Carried out throughout to the different cells. And some of these medications may bind to these proteins and block the binding of the thyroid hormone and so cannot act on the cells to do what it's supposed to do.
How about fluoride? You know, there's a lot of controversy over fluoride in our water. How does it affect our thyroid?
Well, fluoride and also chlorine, which is in the waters, has a very similar shape to iodine, which is required for the production of the thyroid hormones. And so both of these elements, and actually bromine as well, bromine, which you can find in some processed food, bread, commercially made bread, all of these elements, fluoride, chlorine, bromide, they may interfere with the absorption of iodine into the cells, and so it's going to be harder to produce the thyroid hormone. The body will have less iodine to produce the thyroid hormone.
Yeah, earlier on you mentioned that there's an association between low thyroid and cardiovascular disease. Can you explain that a little further?
Yes, of course. So the main manifestation of eventuality of cardiovascular disease is clogging up on the arteries. We're trying to avoid a heart attack or stroke, which typically would occur from clogging up of the arteries or the breakdown of smaller, more fragile, tiny blood vessels. And the damage to the arteries are different sources, different causes that may damage the artery wall. But anytime there's damage to structures in the body mounts a repair response, tries to repair, replenish, regenerate. So you scrape your skin, new tissue would replace damaged tissue, and skin would heal. The scab deforms on top, would slough off, very similar to plaque in the artery. It would slough off. And that requires metabolic energy. Repair, regeneration requires metabolic energy. When that is lacking, proper repair doesn't occur. And so arteries are more prone to continue laying down plaque, becoming stiffer, becoming harder. Or again, the smaller, more fragile vessels are more prone to deterioration. And so that can contribute to occlusion, both around the heart or in the peripheries of the body.
How does a low thyroid affect our mood?
The brain cells are heavily reliant on utilization of glucose to produce energy. And the thyroid hormone drives, it starts to initiate the process of generation of energy from glucose. And so that's how, if you don't have enough thyroid hormone, that's lacking, and so the cells become starved. And that can affect our ability to think clearly and can affect our mood. And studies have shown that people, say, with depression have measurably low T3 levels. And the worse the depression is, the lower T3 levels, and more people are likely to have T3 levels. So people with mild depression, only a percentage of them, about 60%, may have low T3. People with moderate and mild depression, a larger percentage of them will have low T3 levels. So it's actually more measurable in people with depression. And correcting thyroid function properly can actually improve your mood, can correct and alleviate depression, to alleviate anxiety for that matter as well, and improve cognitive function as a whole.
And doctor, Nourishing Waves Plus, a person can take this tablespoon a day. They'll get benefits, of course, from that in support of the thyroid, support of skin, hair, and nails. But are there other proactive solutions, doctor, that we can do, like natural solutions to support the thyroid?
Well, I mean, we spoke about depression and anxiety and stress. I mean, anything that will help you decrease stress can be extremely valuable. Doing activities that help alleviate stress, physical activity, exercise, walking, yoga, tai chi, breathing exercises, talking about what's troubling you and things like that. When one goes into a health store, typically what's recommended are adaptogens. They're special botanicals that help decrease the stress hormones, particularly cortisol, and can be extremely helpful. One of the natural health products that I formulated is called Roziva, and it consists of what's called Arctic root, or Rhodiola rosea, a plant that grows in the stressful environment of the Arctic and is able to withstand that environment, and has been shown to help alleviate symptoms related to depression and anxiety and stress as a whole, and can be safely taken with antidepressants and anti-anxiety medications. And unlike antidepressants, it doesn't take 30 days for it to act, to kick in. Most people who use it typically report improvements within 6 days. So this can be one thing that people can do to help reduce the effect of stress on thyroid function and the rest of the health.
Oh, that was a lot to cover, doctor.
Yeah.
We're at the end of our time, so I just have to say thank you for joining us on Insights for Health today.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
So we've been talking with Dr. Ellie Klein, naturopathic doctor, author, and formulator of various health supplements. He talked about Nourishing Waves Plus for support of your thyroid function, and then also the Roziva for stress relief and energy. So you've been listening to Insights for Health, and this is such an important topic. We know it's difficult to catch all the information the first time. So to re-listen to this interview with Dr. Klein, just visit our website, thehealthyhabit.ca, click on Radio Show, and scroll down to Thyroid Health. And while you're at the website, click on The Next Level and subscribe to our e-newsletter to keep you informed of special offers, product information, and upcoming events. And the subscription is free, and that's at thehealthyhabit.ca. So thank you for listening to Insights for Health, brought to you by The Healthy Habit at 451 St. Clair Street in Chatham. The Healthy Habit, all life long.